morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. The nonprofit group Out in the Open describes themselves as a multiracial majority working class grassroots movement and capacity building organization based in Wabanaki Territory in Windham County, Vermont and Waldo County, Maine. Their vision includes building a multi-issue, multiracial social justice movement of rural LGBTQ plus people. You may have heard Grace from Out in the Open last month here on Around Town talking about some of their programs. Today we're checking in with Jace about two of their upcoming events, the Out in the Open Drag and Burlesque Show and the Queer Performance Arts and Drag Summit. Here's Jace with the details.
I'm Jace, Rural Power and Belonging Program Coordinator for Out in the Open, an LGBTQ nonprofit serving Northern New England, specifically Vermont and Maine. We connect rural LGBTQ people to build community, visibility, knowledge, and power. Out in the Open's hosting a Queer Performance Art and Drag Summit on Saturday, May 4th in downtown Belfast with a drag and burlesque performance featuring the amazing Curbside Queens and some local talent as well, the evening before, Friday, May 3rd at the Basil Burwell Community Theater. The QPAD Summit is a full day of exploring the intersections of drag, performing arts, and our rural LGBTQ experiences. It's for everyone within the community, folks with no experience and a strong curiosity, professional drag artists and performers, and people who maybe just want to observe and learn. We have a lot of great workshops lined up, the history of drag, movement workshops, building a burlesque persona, and a whole maker space, including puppetry, fiber arts, pasty and tassel making, with room to add sessions if folks have an idea they're showing up with. The summit's a welcoming space for people to play with ideas of costume, adornment, and authenticity. We're encouraging attendees to use drag and performance art as tools to understand gender and gender expression, examine societal expectations, and to get curious about the gender binary and beauty standards. We'll be including a historical component as well, where we'll be sharing more about where drag comes from and how it's always been an art form to push for social and political change. Learning about the Black femmes who have made drag the art form that it is also learning about queer joy and resiliency. We hope to fight feelings of isolation by connecting rural LGBTQ folks at the summit and dispelling the myth that drag and queer performance art communities only exist in urban spaces. Queer people have always been in royal places, and so has drag and performance. The Queer Performance Art and Drag Summit will be an all-day event from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. with snacks and lunch included. Registration ahead of time is required. This event is for LGBTQ plus identified people ages 18 and up. You can register for the summit on our website, weareoutintheopen.org/QPADSummit. Registration does have to happen ahead of time. It won't be available at the door, but you can register up until the day of. And the drag and burlesque show is for everyone, no matter how they identify. It's the evening before the summit from 7 to 9:30 p.m. The Curbside Queens is Maine's number one traveling drag show and the only traveling drag show. They're actually trans-owned and based out of Portland, Maine. It's also for ages 18 and up. And there's a link to the drag show tickets on our website, as well as on the Belfast Maskers webpage. And drag show tickets will be for sale at the door up until an hour before the performance.
That was Jace from Out in the Open, and just to recap in case you missed any of that, their drag and burlesque show featuring the Curbside Queens and local guests is happening on Friday, May 3rd, at the Basil Burwell Theater in Belfast. That event is open to the public. The Queer Performance Arts and Drag Summit will be taking place the following day and is open to the LGBTQ plus community. Registration is required. To register or for more information, go to weareoutintheopen.org. Is it just me or wishful thinking, or have you also noticed that the number of younger people choosing to stay in or move to this part of Maine seems to be on the rise? In addition to Jace, this month on Around Town, we've spoken with young people who are working on environmental issues, rescuing and reviving the old Colonial Theater as a nonprofit, opening the Torchlight Media Center in Belfast. Who says we never have good news, right? Around Town will be out of town next week, but please keep emailing me your story ideas and I will get back to you when I return. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Also, be sure to submit your events to the WERU community calendar at weru.org so they'll appear on our website and possibly be read on air. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you in May.